What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Chad.
Hey, 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 we are here. We got beer. Get used to it. This is Chad sitting in for Spike on his Spike on the Mic Show. I don't know where he is, but we're going to try to put on a good show here with the rest of the squad, which I'm about to introduce. I hope you're having a lovely Thanksgiving holiday and getting ready for Christmas. I know everyone's putting up trees and doing all the Christmas stuff, putting up the lights. So we'll get into that, but let's introduce first our resistance fighters. First, we've got up Billy.
Oh,
Billy, how are you sticking this fun, Monday
I am sticking
evening?
Like sunshine on a Florida day.
Nice. That sounds wonderful.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it is beautiful outside today.
Yeah, if you're not in Florida, this is the time of year which we all love, because you can breathe outside and spend some time.
I'm sorry, did you say you can breathe outside?
Breathe.
We can do that too, but I did say breathe. But hear what you want.
That's true.
And go with it. Yeah. All right. Next up, voice. You look awake and alive.
Yeah, I'm sticking like a guy who I feel like my beard is sort of matted. I didn't brush it today.
Oh, it's beautiful.
voice. What's up with your eyes?
I don't know. I don't understand it. They're too big. Look at
them. They actually got smaller.
They're crazy big.
Sound check.
I think
they're looking great. All right.
There. That's how they're supposed to look.
Kim, I'm so glad you made it. How are you doing this morning?
Or this evening? I'm doing like the best, man, because it's not cold, it's not raining, the sun is shining.
You totally have this like rock and roll lead singer of a 80s band hairdo going.
Yeah,
on. Like,
she does.
Like Joan Jett, like hit me with your best shot.
Sing it, Billy.
No, it's, you have the haircut. You need to sing.
Oh, I do? I thought he was talking about your hair because your
hair.
I have Joan Jett hair. I'm blonde.
You also kind of look like you should be like putting on offering makeup to women during Christmas time behind some like Macy's makeup counter, because your hair is all slick and you're looking hot.
It's wet. It's wet. I didn't do anything to it. I got out of the shower about 10 minutes ago.
that's a good try there. But apparently you put on all your makeup. You're looking fantastic.
Yeah.
And now you're pretending like this is how I look when
I got out of the
shower. Oh, my God.
She just spent 4 hours prepping
put
that
on
look.
Makeup, doing everything, making...
Billy's like, I just rolled my hair and no one said a dang thing.
I thought you were talking to Billy.
Well, Billy, you do
hair,
have a...
She gets more compliments on her wet.
No, I just want my sister to acknowledge how beautiful my hair is. That's all.
Well,
y'all, thank you very much, but Kim hasn't said a word, and I want to punch her in the face.
Wait, I said that. How many times have I said it already?
I've said it on the show before. All right, hang on, guys. P-Dub, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a red knife to a Swiss Army.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
They all carry those.
I don't ever see those anymore. Do they still make them?
Oh, yes, they do.
Swiss Army knives?
Yeah, my grandfather back in the day, we were all little kids. Yeah, exactly like that. We get one of those every Christmas. I think I was four.
How many of those do you have?
I lost them all.
Really?
I'd lose one, and then I'd get a new one, and then I'd lose one, and then get a new one. But I remember they came with toothpicks, and that was my favorite gadget.
It's a little baby one.
All of mine had it. The toothpick was gone. Like, did that one have a toothpick on it?
Yeah.
Let's show it.
All right. The little one has a toothpick right to...
Pull it out.
I will pull it out. Mm.
Oh, it looks like it has food on it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you use it recently?
No, it's got a little nub of plastic. I don't know.
Oh, okay. For me, it looked like a piece of chicken.
It did. It looked like there was like some schmutz on it. Ew.
No, that little bump is so that it snaps in place. Now the big one has one as well without any food on it.
Oh, okay. Well, you have two there.
Are they still
and
like
tweezers?
Expensive? Yeah. Tweezers.
Yeah, tweezers.
The really big one has a toothbrush built into it.
Yes.
Really? Are they still super expensive?
They can't be.
The real ones?
And we got one every year.
The real, the Swiss, what is it, the company that makes the real ones?
Victorinox?
Victorinox.
There you go.
Yes.
I didn't know there was a real one.
Yeah. I don't consider them expensive.
Are the real ones red?
Yes.
My father is posh. It's not.
I am posh.
His yacht.
All right. Well, we're going to try to have a good show. I've got some topics and news events to talk about, and I thought maybe if there's time, we would play a game at the end. So,
oh, that'd be nice.
I think we may need like 20 minutes. So if someone could like just watch the clock, Billy, you able to do that, or Kim?
I can do that. Them.
Just give me a heads up when we're about 20 minutes till, and we'll start it. Because it'll definitely take 10 minutes, but I don't know if it'll take a full 20, but we'll see. All right. So let's knock some of the house cleaning stuff out. So can we go ahead and just do the sponsors now, C-Dub? And get
sure
that
we could. That I would have to press the sponsor button, though.
God, we love our sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, yeah, you have to unmute.
All right, all right. All right, so let's do our first topic. And I'm going to call this one Chip Off the Old Block.
Should he do the topic changing music?
If he's got it, the button ready.
Sure. All right. Here is a new topic, a brand new topic from the Hanging Chad.
All right. So researching some topics for this show, knowing that I was going to be a stand-in host, I, as always, I'm digging through news articles and trying to find interesting stuff, and I'm literally having to dodge around Elon Musk and Kanye West.
Oh,
because
man.
They are everywhere.
I know.
So, but there was an interesting one related to Elon Musk I want to talk about.
Oh. All
right. And do you guys know about the Neuralink?
Can it sounds right familiar.
Okay. Is that right, like a Dr. Seuss book?
No.
It sounds like it, but no. So a Neuralink is, I believe it's like one of Elon's companies. I think it's a company. And what they do is they're working on creating a chip that you that is going to be implanted into people with disabilities, not in your hand. This is in your brain.
Okay.
And it's going to help, for example, like quadriplegics who have brain or spinal injuries may control a computer mouse, their phone, or any other device just by thinking.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds super. So it's, when I first read this, I was like, okay, that seems, you know,
science
very
fiction-y.
Honorable, very honorable thing to do.
Yes.
And very superpowery. So my ears perked and was like, okay, like I know that this is for a cause now, but if it were to ever get marketed later to everyone,
oh, then it would only operate on penises.
Yeah. And then in that case, you would be probably first in line.
I
you,
would. Huh? I totally, yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
I don't want to know. Really?
So we can't have a, hey, we can't have a show without one BW cringe moment.
Oh, come on.
Specifically for you, Billy. All right, so,
and my
sister. So let's talk about this Neuralink. So it's a brain-computer interface, a BCI, and it connects the human brain to computers that can decipher neural signals. And it will enable superhuman cognition and will help paralyzed people, and then also will solve some autism and help schizophrenia.
Oh yeah, sure.
So the blind, I know we're gonna get to it. Okay, I know where you're going with that. So the blind is supposed to aim to restore vision for the blind, and it sounds like a whole lot of hope being
served.
Yeah. So even for people who are born blind. It'll focus the motor cortex and provide full body functionality. Now, they have not put this in a human yet. It did say that Elon Musk said he himself was going to have it installed in one of the demos when they get to that point. They
because,
have done it.
Because he's mentally ill and needs something to fix it.
Right? So, okay. So the so they did do it on monkeys. And a monkey had a computer chip installed into his skull and was able to telepathically play video games. So showing that there's some, probably some part of this that is progress or working. However, I kept reading and it also said that some monkeys that went under this procedure had internal bleeding, paralysis, chronic infections, seizures, declining psychological health, and death.
And temporary darkening of the stool.
Okay. So
share the percentage of the subjects that died.
Oh.
It didn't say.
It was 100%.
My question, okay, let me before I pose my next question to you guys, I'm gonna go reading through this. I was then transferred to a different article, Elon Musk related. And on Thursday, Tesla rolled out their first green semi, and it was given to Pepsi, the Pepsi company. And of course, it was with a big bash of strobe lights and all of this, but that seems also as an honorable task. So here's my question to the group. Is this guy a hero, or is he a villain, or some in between? Because we do know we've been following the Twitter episodes, so and the layoffs going on there, and all the crazy Twitter back and forth. So, what are your thoughts? Go ahead, P-Dub.
I think he's an investor. That's basically what he is. He doesn't invent any of this stuff. He just invests in it.
He Go ahead.
I was just going to say he's an investor, but he's also a sociopath.
Well, I mean, he can't help that.
I agree with that.
But isn't there a saying that it's a thin line between genius and insanity?
He doesn't need to be a genius.
I've heard that saying many times. I agree with you, Chad, 100%.
He doesn't need to be a genius. He's just rich. That's all. He's got a lot of money.
Get rich from
so somebody comes up with a great idea that he thinks will make a lot of money, he buys it. That's all. He's not coming up with any of these ideas. He's cashing in on other people's ideas.
Isn't it honorable to throw money at a guy with a really good idea that would benefit
sure.
just Earth and people in general? And if he is able to push all of that forward with his billion, because he's like the most, he's the richest guy on Earth. I think he is.
Supposedly,
yes. The richest single guy. So isn't that an honorable thing to do, to push those tasks forward and help, you know, remove roadblocks and cut the red tape and do the funding and help? Isn't that an honorable thing?
So the danger.
Yes, I agree with you, Chad. That is an honorable thing.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
So apparently he does this with any host.
No. Let me elaborate a little bit, okay? We're talking about a man with vision, right, Chad? A man who has vision.
I don't think he's the one with the vision.
Exactly.
He just buys other people's visions, and he's an egomaniac and takes full credit for everything.
Oh, my word.
Oh no.
When was the last time we got a call?
I know.
Do you even know what button to press?
I pressed it.
Hello?
Good morning.
Oh, my word.
Uh-oh, we're all in trouble.
Who is this?
Yep, see? I wait to call because I figured the introduction was going to be 20 minutes.
Oh.
Excuse me. Sorry. So what's happening, Spike on the Mic people?
Spike, you sound like you're in a bathroom.
Okay. That'd be the same thing. Yes, no.
Are you going to flush the toilet for us?
Okay.
You sound great, Spike.
Listen, breaking news.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
USA lost in the kickball tournament thing.
Oh yeah, we are aware of that.
The whole world knows.
Where I am, I'm I'm in Nashville, so it's 10 o'clock here or 11 o'clock. And y'all noon, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, actually this is Monday and it's 7 PM.
Well, they got some slow internet in Nashville because we
yeah.
just got into this bar that opened at 8:30 in the morning.
Nice.
To watch USA soccer thing.
Yeah.
And we didn't win, so we'll be all right, you know?
Yeah, we're out.
We lost to Kimmy, to answer your question that nobody heard. We lost to the Netherlands.
Right.
Three to one.
Billy would know that.
Yes.
Spike, I got a really important question for you.
Okay, listen,
What do you think of Elon Musk?
Hey.
Hello?
Spike, are you ready to come back?
Hey, Chad. Hold on a second. I can't hear you. What of us? Am I hung up on?
No.
No, you're there.
Oh, we hear you.
Oh. Hey, there's Chad, you're doing an awesome job. You know, I always liked you.
Right?
That's not what you were saying last Tuesday.
What was the first topic?
We're in the middle of it.
You want me to pose you the question?
Yes.
I'm going to pose you a question and you give me an answer. Is Elon Musk a hero or villain or a combination of both?
Okay. I heard Elon Musk or Oregon or Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oregon?
I'm going with Oregon. Oregon, yeah.
You're going with Oregon?
That is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, guys, I just want to call in touch bases. I'm outside in the cold because I didn't want to talk loud in the bathroom. So, and I know it's probably a big delay, so I'm going to hang up and y'all keep it going, all right?
Can I ask you a question?
One question before you hang up.
Yeah, what are you doing out there?
Pause. There we go. I'm in Nashville. I was supposed to work with a guy for a video shoot. And then Shrimp, the Joe the Shrimp guy's up here for CMA. It's some kind of country music food festival.
Uh-huh.
And there's a friend of ours, 50-something birthday party, and they all put us on a boat to come up here on a plane or whatever shit.
Nice.
Put us on a plane, come up here. So, I ain't never coming home.
All right, have fun then.
Have fun. Nashville's one of my most favorite cities in the country.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah, you can go down Broadway Street. It's country music everywhere.
It's beautiful city.
I was there in June.
All right, I'm out. One.
One.
All right, one.
Oh, I thought he'd never leave.
I wish we could have found out what we think of Elon Musk, though.
Well, I mean, hurry up and figure it out. Move on.
Okay. Anyway, a man with vision. And Billy and Kim say that he doesn't have the vision. Other people do.
Yep.
But he's backing that vision up with dollars. Like Chad said, I have to agree with Chad. He's backing up that vision with dollars. He's supporting the art.
Well, he's already proved. He's already proved that he can't make a good investment decision because he bought Twitter, which was a stupid thing to do.
So, he bought Twitter because he didn't like the way Twitter was treating people, and so he let people do whatever they want. And Twitter is falling apart.
No, actually, I totally believe he was just trying to stir up a fuss, knew he was never going to buy it.
Right.
And he screwed himself by forcing him.
I disagree with that.
That sale didn't go all the way through?
Yeah, it did. He owns it. He owns it.
Yeah.
So I disagree with that. I think he wanted to buy Twitter, and he said all that stuff and did all that stuff to devalue Twitter and try to get it at a cheaper price than he originally was going to buy it for. And then the government stepped in and said, nope, you got to buy it for what you said.
Kim, you're sitting there holding your breath.
Yeah, I think that, like I said before, he's a sociopath. And
agreed.
I think he's interested in these things and they're like toys to him. And he thinks that he's going to make money off of things. And he's got a overinflated confidence in himself. But he talks a good talk about them being good for people, but I don't think he really cares. I don't think he's capable because I think he's a sociopath.
Well, he's not a sociopath. I don't know if he's a sociopath. He admits that he's autistic.
Okay, that's great.
Is he autistic?
He's on the spectrum.
Yes.
He's on the spectrum.
He's also a sociopath, in addition to that.
In addition to that, okay.
I don't think being a sociopath is a symptom of autism.
No, it's not. I don't think it is either.
So.
All right, so let me ask you this. Let's say that this guy named Elon Musk, and there was some other thing that other than money that allowed him to push out electric semis, which would be great for the environment.
Yeah.
And then create medical Neuralink chips that would possibly help people with disabilities. Let's say that this guy did that, but he didn't have to have money to do it. He didn't have to be rich to do it. Would that change? Is it a money? Is the money, the fact that he's so rich and powerful, is that the issue? Because some of the things he's doing, I land really on the side of what I stand for, but then I do understand that there's issues with, like,
freedom of speech.
Well, not so much that, but just the how he handles people and like the, you know, with the Twitter thing. Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to put it out there. There's like, can you put all of that aside and say, yeah, well, he's backing some good causes.
Are you actually saying that you want to bring eyesight to the blind?
Did that sound horrible? Am I a horrible person for saying that?
No.
Is he a horrible person for trying to do it?
No,
he's trying to bring.
No. I'm being facetious.
No, that's not why he's a horrible person. That doesn't, just because he did.
Well, why is he a horrible person then?
There's a certain other individual that had a run-in with Mr. Musk this week, said that another person did great things that he actually did. He was still a horrible person. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. So, I'm not going to say who because I don't even want to give.
Yeah.
Right. Let's not even go there. Yeah. So we'll just say there's no real right answer to this question. It was just to create, you know, the back and forth conversation, which I think we had, but I think I'm falling somewhere in between you guys. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you notice that somebody snuck in the back door while we were talking?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's awake.
Oh, there he is. I see him.
He's awake.
I have to switch my screen.
Oh, Gasman.
Gasman, you missed the Elon Musk conversation, but how are you sticking?
Sticking like a newborn baby awaking from a nap.
All right. Are you refreshed?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
All right. Refreshed enough, I guess.
All right. Pour a beer.
I got to work.
All right. Let's move on. Let's move on to our second topic.
Oh, a second topic. All right. Here we go.
And this is.
Oops.
Let's call you first.
Wait.
Yeah. All right, here comes our second topic on what used to be called the Spike and the Mike Show, but, you know, he's left us.
So there's one of the national parks, and I think this is in New Mexico. They just put out...
Now, I have to repeat this.
What?
Yes.
There's another thing, and I think it's in Mexico.
First.
Yeah.
You call it you first. You first.
No, he can't.
I have to repeat your naming the topic.
Yeah, short
what
topic.
What is this topic?
That's the name.
Say it again.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I'll play daddy right now.
All right.
You first.
Who's up first?
Jeez, I'm going to just not name him.
Man, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm changing my name from daddy. I don't like that. Yeah,
that's a little weird. Okay, so this is a topic that I called
You First.
You First. Okay, you go first. All right. There is a national park, and I believe it's in New Mexico, and Billy can research this on the back end.
Sure.
Okay.
They just put out a warning to their visitors to this national park to not lick the toads.
Oh, yeah. You really shouldn't lick the toads. Yeah.
You should not lick the toads in this national park. And the reason why is people are actually doing this. They're going to, it doesn't say the park, but the toad is called the Sonoran Desert Toad.
Oh, okay.
Its other name is the Colorado River Toad.
Oh.
And when you lick it, people have discovered that the secretions from the toad contain a powerful hallucinogenic known as 5-MeO-DMT. And I guess that's some kind of science code. I don't know.
Sure. But,
enough people are going there to lick the toad that they had to put a sign up. So
I believe it.
So P-Dub, if you were still in your 20s, would you lick the toad?
I have licked my toes. So I suppose so.
Only as an infant.
Yeah, I used to put my feet in my mouth as a tiny baby.
Yeah, you can't do that now.
No, I can't get anywhere near my toes.
Is that the most disgusting thing you've ever licked?
No. No, actually.
I just really wanted to bring that up because I just thought that was kind of nuts and crazy.
Yeah.
The toad licking.
I would not lick the toad. That is, by the way, in the Sonoran Desert, which goes over Arizona and New Mexico.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Did my crackback research.
Yes. Have you ever
crackback?
Okay, first of all, the only way I would ever lick the toad is if I saw a sign
that said
do not lick the toad. Yeah.
And then I think, wait a minute, why not lick the toes?
Yeah, let me see that.
Why? Let me see that.
Yeah.
I got to know. I'm one of those guys. I'm like you, Chad. I've got to know.
Although I'm pretty curious, like, even to the point where, like, my grandmother said, like, out of all of her grandkids, I was the kid that always asked why, and, like, I was the most curious.
Right, right.
Which makes sense, because I do see myself as a very curious adult, but I don't think I would lick the toad, because the idea of hallucinating scares the crap out of me.
I love you, Chad.
So you're not hallucinating right now?
No, thank God.
But Are you sure?
Ooh.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Do you realize
that you are just sitting in your house talking to non-existent people?
Yeah.
That conversation is too much for a Monday night.
What did you say, Kim?
I said that conversation's too much for a Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would like to ask anybody out that's listening right now, are you sure you're not hallucinating?
Yeah.
Right?
That's going to be in trouble.
I had a moment in high school where, you know, I hallucinated one time, and I was in a campground with a buddy, and you know those old the campers with their metal, and they kind of have that round back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like a trailer.
Airstream, and it's a trailer that you hook up to a car.
Yep.
Yeah. So his grandfather owned a campground, and his family lived on this campground. Like the whole family, you know?
Nice, yeah.
And so these people are from everywhere around the country. They come to the campground. It's over near the forest. And, we were partying. And I walked down this dirt road, which is really their driveway. And I looked right to where all the campers were out there. And there's an Airstream. And it looked like a skull. And it scared the crap out of me that never again. Oh. Because I thought I had damaged my brain forever. And it was during Christmas time. And I went to his house, and his mom had a wreath on the, a candle with like garland around it. And it had a cardinal on it, two cardinals. And those cardinals kept blinking at me.
And looking at you?
And, yep. And I was done. Never.
Oh, man.
This was a chemically enhanced hallucination?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And then on accident. But on accident.
Yeah. And then you leaned over and licked the toad.
Yeah. Well, I licked the toad that night, and I'm done licking toads.
All right.
Yeah. So let's do some homework.
Okay.
Billy.
Wait, yeah. Chad. Chad.
What?
I wonder if a gas man would lick the toad.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Would you lick the toad?
No, definitely not. No. I was raised up out in the country with thought not to lick and toads and frogs can actually kill you if you eat poison. You can be poisoned and die from eating mushrooms.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you don't lick animals. If you go out to this forest, how do you know you're grabbing the right toad?
Like exactly.
There's probably all kinds of toads out there.
Yeah,
right.
There are.
Or the right mushrooms.
Yeah.
Apparently you're supposed to pick the mushrooms that grow on the poop. That's what I've heard.
Oh, man.
I eat mushrooms myself. Don't want to do it. Thank you very much.
I understand that a princess, if she kisses a toad, it will grow into a handsome prince.
Thanks.
Oh, do you think that this national park just has love-seeking females out there getting hallucinogens?
I know it looks
high and getting their prince.
Right. It's not pretty. It's an ugly little toad. And
there's no symbolism there.
There's a girl out there like, this is my boyfriend, and she's just talking into a tree.
Right.
Exactly. Are we going to Billy's homework?
Let's move on.
Yeah. Billy's homework. Here we go.
All right. I got it.
This day in history.
It's one small step for man.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Yes!
And now, this day in history, brought to you by Billy.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This day in history, December 5th, something unbelievably important to all of us happened. Ooh. And it happened in 1933.
The famous toad licking.
Very, very important to all of us.
Okay, so this is
stock market crash.
Pre-World War II.
Correct.
Yeah. But after World War I.
Correct.
The Prohibition. Oh. No, that was the 20s. Is it?
No, see, you got it. I think you got it.
The end of Prohibition happened.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. On this day, very important to all of us that on this day
on this show,
1933, that the 21st Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified, which repealed which amendment? Does anybody remember?
The 20th. Remember? I'm assuming the 20th Amendment.
No. It was the 12th?
No.
18th.
Kimmy got it. It is the 18th.
Spoken like a
Prohibition was officially repealed, and we can all drink beer. Yay!
Yes. Yay!
Cheers for that.
Cheers.
Very good. Very good.
That was a good one.
Did beer become legal in Iceland in like 2007 or something?
Something weird like that, I believe so. I can look it up. I'm the research analyst. Let me do
beer,
that.
Beer was illegal. Like, you could have liquor, but beer was illegal.
Is there a reason, Kim? Do you know?
Alcoholism.
But liquor is okay? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I don't
1988.
Know. Oh, I'm very off. Sorry.
That's but still really quite late. Recent.
That's really late. Yeah. Let's do,
yeah.
Voice, you got, you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it goes along
hang
with.
On, hang, the, on, hang on.
Yeah.
We got music.
I have
exactly.
Intro?
Yeah, of course you do.
You know what really grinds my gears? This Lindsay Lohan. Eh? Lindsay Lohan with all those little outfits jumping around there on stage, half naked with your little outfits. You know? You're up there jumping around, and I'm just sitting here with my beer. You know what really grinds my gears? People in the 19th century. You. Why don't they get with the freaking program? It's called an automobile, folks. It's much faster than a horse. You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. And that, people, is what grinds my gears. Tom?
And now, it's time for What Grinds My Gears by the Voice of Reason.
Okay, that's like trying to follow Richard Pryor on stage.
Well, yeah. Good
you
luck. Know,
you really set me up for failure.
Good
Not
luck.
Richard Pryor, Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, I know, but I mean, it's like it's the equivalent of a stand-up trying to do follow sure. Richard Pryor on stage.
Would you like to just skip it then?
Along with what Billy said, okay. I look back in history, and I see that the 18th Amendment was passed just as soon as women got the vote.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm just
let's give them something to vote for.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make sure nobody can drink anymore.
Yeah.
So that kind of grinds my grits that they would do that. The guys are overseas. They're fighting. They're fighting.
I know.
They're not here. And the women stay home. They get the vote. Oh. And they say, when you come home, guess what?
You can't drink now.
You can't drink.
Because I got the vote.
Thank you for defending democracy.
That was a really good one, Voice.
Yeah.
I'm applauding you. That was very good this week.
Absolutely.
Well, I just thought of it on the spur of the moment. You know, I don't have this stuff scripted. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Everybody looks happy except for, like, over...
Gas man. He looks... He's very upset.
I'm not really happy with what I just said.
What? I thought it was great.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about Billy.
Well, but Billy is celebrating the 21st Amendment, right? That repealed that. And
yeah.
And so is Kim. So apparently there was a little bit of a learning curve there. I'm going to give you guys credit, everybody credit for growing up and realizing that alcohol is important.
All right,
wait,
Jeff.
Isn't women's suffrage the 19th Amendment?
Yeah, but we're talking about once they got... Oh, before, after the 18th?
Yeah, I'm like,
oh, see, there they go. They're using, like, they're using their little logical stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. Use your...
Jim and Billy are
logical.
Not happening.
Okay, well...
History.
All right, we're moving on. Running out of time.
Oh, yes. We're heading for the gas man. All right, here we go. Gas man.
Okay, never mind, Billy. Never mind. Forget all that.
20 minutes.
Sports, Mike Tyson bit a man's ear off. I don't know what all the hoopla was about. I've actually bit a man's ear off on several occasions. And I'm not proud of it, but it helped me out of many a jam.
Coming in at 5'9.5", weighing 172 pounds of tallness, could have been a third string starting cornerback if not for his bad arches. You know him, you love him, giving you sports, the Gas Man.
Thank you for that introduction. Thank you for the introduction. Just a short sports report. To the disappointment and shock of no one, the U.S. men's national soccer team lost in the World Cup to the Netherlands 3-1.
Oh,
they always
man.
Seem to let us down. Such promise with one victory, and then they got put out again. Maybe one day, but not in our lifetime.
And by Dutch people, the lowest people on earth.
They didn't even start, they didn't even start drinking beer until 1988. How'd they get
I know,
beer?
Yeah.
Wait,
the Dutch people being the lowest people, that actually makes sense because of Netherlands means lowlands.
I know. Yeah. Well, yeah.
The lowest.
We got to pull some smartness out on this program every once in a century. And also tonight, and happier news, December the 5th, our Tampa Bay Buccaneers face the stinky bad New Orleans Saints at home.
Oh, man.
So, Buck.
Oh, this is going to be a great, great game tonight. And we're going to just move ahead permanently.
Hopefully, it'll put us in line to win the division.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's off of sports.
All right. Appreciate you, guys. Kim, did you do your homework or you want to pass?
No. I did my homework.
Okay.
All right. Did my homework.
All right, here we go.
No. We can have a discussion, and I would explain to him exactly what his life was going to be like when we left the restaurant and went home.
It's okay.
No.
With Kim.
Come on. I tried to keep spanking as a special treat. Not that anybody else could benefit from that.
Come on. Oh, spanking. Yes.
I don't think I should talk at all. Anything could be used against me. Okay, so a British politician, let's see, his office was town councillor in Whitby, North Yorkshire.
Yeah,
his marriage fell apart because he was having an affair with an alien.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So he fathered a child with this alien. The child's name was Zarka. And he referred to this alien as the creature. And the creature was a cat queen.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So the wife got very, she was very unhappy, and he just didn't understand why the wife would care a lot about it because, you know, the sex was not on a human level.
No, right. Of course, yeah.
Oh, God.
So,
what would they
so
do?
How do you,
right? It doesn't.
How do you compete with that? Yeah.
Exactly. It never is.
Yeah.
And
the alien probably has more arms.
Yeah, at least.
Already at an advantage.
Well, there was something about, like, he described what the sex was like, and it had something to do with, like, holding hands and, like, staring into each other's eyes.
Oh,
And apparently he was actually, like, a hybrid because his real mother was a 9-foot green space invader with 8 stick-like fingers who stood before him when he was just 6 months old.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so and this guy held office for how many years or months or days?
That I don't know. No, but the sex happens in the optic nerve.
Ouch!
Oh, thinking sex, okay.
Ow! It's like somebody did something in my eye.
Wait, optic's eye, yeah.
Like,
he's online too much, that's what that is.
I think maybe something else is going on here.
Yeah.
He licked the toad. I don't think
he licked the toad,
yeah.
Wait a minute, what? No.
What?
Okay.
So here's the deal.
All right.
We have 15 minutes left.
All right.
Okay. I do want to try to play a game because I think that will be fun, but I do want to squeeze in one more topic. It'll be a fast one.
All right, yeah.
But I'm gonna let you guys pick based off the title.
Okay. Okay.
You can go. One title is the Air Guitar Champion, and the other title is Take Me to the Moon.
Take me to the moon.
Oh, yeah. Take me to the moon.
Take me to the moon.
It goes right with the alien.
Take me to the moon.
Okay. So Take Me to the Moon is about Callisto. Have you guys heard of Callisto?
Yes.
Okay. So let me tell you what Callisto is. So Callisto is a partnership between Lockheed, Cisco, and NASA, and it's related to the Artemis missions and the Orion spacecraft that are trying to go to the moon.
Cisco Foods?
In this, what's that? No. So they have partnered up to put Alexa in the spacecraft. And through Alexa, oh crap, my Alexa just went off. Hang on. Hey, Alexa, stop. This is going to be a very difficult topic to do
without her. Refer to her as A.
A. Okay, yeah. So A is going to be in the spacecraft. And what is interesting about this is how many of you have A in your house?
Oh, I do.
None of you?
I do. I do. My parents do. And I guess the voice of reason does.
So, first one, what this is you can follow the Artemis mission with your A in your house. And it's super cool because I tried it out before I got on the show. So because they have put this in the spacecraft, you can say, hey, A, take me to the moon.
Okay. I will.
It will tell you how far the spacecraft is from the moon, what the pressure of the satellite or whatever the spacecraft, it gives you all of these specifics.
The weather.
And every day you can say that to see where they are in relation to the moon. And I just thought that was the coolest thing, that technology is now we are interacting with NASA missions in a personal way out of our living rooms.
Yes.
Daddy, did you hear all that?
None of it at all.
Oh, so you can say your girlfriend,
right?
Take me to the moon,
right?
And she'll tell you all about the Artemis mission and so, where it is
Billy,
exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Billy, is A near your couch right now where you are?
Yes, yes.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to say, A, take me to the moon. Play a little bit so that we can hear it.
I don't think you're going to be able to hear it.
I can do it and it'll work.
Oh, that's true.
Because I'm plugged in.
Okay, so wait, before you do it, it's a pretty long thing, so cut it off. We don't want to hear the whole thing, but I want you to
yell at her. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go.
Computer, take me to the moon.
And lift off.
Welcome aboard Orion. For the next 8 days, you'll be able to follow along with my journey around the moon on board the Orion spacecraft during NASA's Artemis 1 mission. It's currently day 18 of the mission. Orion is 222,580 miles from Earth, and is orbiting around the moon at a speed of 2,729 miles per hour.
So cool.
After traveling around the moon in a distant retrograde orbit, or DRO, For about 5 days, Orion used a large burn from the service module to initiate the roughly 3 days process of leaving DRO. During that time, Orion's new orbital trajectory will gradually
bring
the spacecraft up to perform a close flyby roughly
6 miles above. Stop.
Okay,
so
the
what
problem,
do you think?
The problem,
it's fabulous.
The problem is
the coolest thing ever.
That's great, Chad, but that's going to cost Spike on the Mic $3,000. Do you realize that?
Oh, really?
Oh,
our sponsors? Yeah.
So I just wanted to put that out there because I wanted you guys to see it. I just thought that was cool.
Oh, that is cool. Right.
Cool. I do have other topics, but you know, wait. Maybe
game.
The next time I have.
Game?
I thought you had a game.
I know, I am.
I'm about to move to the game.
All right. So how I was going to do this, we're going to do a trivia game.
Yeah.
All right, let me get it pulled up real fast.
All right.
Someone's going to have to watch the clock because this is we're running out of time. We'll do 3 rounds of this, and if we have time, we'll continue. Hang on. I have this pulled up.
All right, time's up.
All right, I'm going to call on one of you.
All right.
You are the only one to answer the question.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Each person's going to have a turn. We're going to do 3 rounds. The person to get the most points, the max is 3, right? Because you're going to get called on 3 times. If we have multiple 3s, then we'll go into maybe a 4 and then whatever. But here's how this is going to work. I'm going to give you 6 topics. You get to pick the topic based on your comfortability with the topic.
No, I like comfortability.
Out of the Spike dictionary.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Right. Who wants to go first? Billy, we'll go with you. All right. Here are your topics. You tell me which one you want.
Okay.
Art, science, entertainment, history, general, or geography?
Arts.
No one else can answer this, okay? What name did the meaner of the Cinderella's stepsisters call her?
Oh, I don't remember this.
Do you want to pass?
Yeah, I'm dumb. I don't remember this.
That's okay. All right. So, P-Dub.
Yes.
Art, science, entertainment, history, science. General. What apparatus do monkeys use in the infinite monkey theorem thought experiment?
What?
These are hard.
What apparatus do monkeys use in the infinite monkey theorem thought experiment? Don't say Neuralink.
Neuralink.
You can guess. Typewriters.
Billy,
your answer was Cinder Winch.
Tinder Ooh. Winch.
I was going to guess slave.
Okay, Kim, art, science, entertainment, history, general, or geography?
Let's go with history.
What was the infamous Bloody Mary's occupation?
She was a nurse.
Close. She was a queen.
Oh,
that's so close.
Oh, that Mary. Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right. Voice.
A general. I was in the army, so I'm going to pick a general.
Which modern clothing innovation was created by a fax machine saleswoman?
Ooh,
the men's ear.
Spanx.
Nice.
Not close.
It's bro.
Come on, nobody's getting their questions. Wait,
this might be too hard for you guys. Gas. Art, science, entertainment, history, general, or geography?
Entertainment.
What was Led Zeppelin's original name?
Oh, God, you think I know this one? It was Daddy Longlegs.
the New Yardbirds?
Oh,
talking about the band?
There was a band called the Yardbirds.
There was a band called the Yardbirds.
Yeah.
That's everybody, right?
So,
CW.
Yes.
Art, science, entertainment, history, general, geography.
Oh, God. Art.
Okay. Hang on, I got a new art question. Who was the ring immediately before... Wait. Who had the ring immediately before Bilbo took it in The Hobbit?
Ooh.
Seriously? It's got to be the easiest question in the world.
Stop.
I know it. Even I know it.
Don't answer.
Wait, we don't get to steal or anything?
Gorgonzola.
Yeah, that's close. That's very close.
He couldn't think of the name.
Yes.
He knew it, but
I
he could.
Determine who's going to get to steal, though. That's the.
I'll steal.
All right. If you have to say it at the same time, though, because how else are you going to get it? One, two, three, six.
Gollum.
Smeagol.
Gollum.
You know, it's Smeagol.
Right?
Smeagol.
Yes.
Well, Smeagol is what Gollum's name was before he turned into Gollum.
He had the ring. He had the ring before he turned into Gollum.
What does your app say? App says Gollum.
So I was right when I said Gorgonzola.
Yes. You were right.
Yeah.
It's Gollum.
The app says Smeagol.
Oh.
Thank you.
The voice and Kim, right?
Yes.
I thought Gorgonzola was cute.
It is.
Come on, you don't have to be like that.
Next question. We don't have a lot of time.
And so is Gollum. Gollum was the cheese, too.
Billy, art, science, entertainment, geography, general history.
Let's go with geography. I'm going to not get this.
Hang on.
Steal!
There you go. No. Andorra is landlocked by what two countries?
Pandora?
No, you
Andorra.
Said...
Andorra. A-N-D-O-R-R-A.
It's like Argentina and Brazil?
You don't want to steal?
Darren and Samantha?
No. France and Spain.
I knew it, and I was going to say it. I said Kim like six times.
Oh, that's Boy, not. Oh, not. Kim.
We didn't hear you. We didn't hear you.
Yeah, we didn't hear you once.
Okay.
All right. General art. This is for
a general. No. Wait. I'll do geography.
Okay.
Well, I thought you were already at geography.
At the delta of the. I'm going to say this wrong. Danube. D-A-N-U-B-E.
Danube.
At the delta of the Danube River, what body of water does it flow into?
The Lesbian Sea.
Billy.
Okay.
The Mediterranean.
No. Kim?
The Black Sea.
That is correct.
That's right. Nice!
Kim!
Damn!
Okay. Check out the big brain. Oh, yeah.
All right, Kim, this is your question. What do you want? Science, general, art?
General.
Christmas seals are sponsored by what nonprofit organization?
Steel.
March of Dimes.
Yes.
What?
March of Dimes.
No.
Billy.
What?
UNICEF.
No.
Really?
American Cancer Society?
No.
The Arctic Triumph?
No. Gas, what'd you say?
The Salvation Army.
No. It is the Lung Association.
All right. Yeah. Looks like we got 1 minute left.
All right. Last question, Gas, real fast, hurry.
Entertainment.
Art, science, entertainment. Which former Golden Girl reads on the audio version of one of Peter's erotic novels in Family Guy?
That has to be.
Betty White.
That is correct.
Yay!
The only one.
Boyce had 1 point. Gas, 1 point. And Kim is the winner with 2 points. Congratulations, Kim. All right. Well, how many seconds do we have left?
We're almost done.
20 seconds.
All right. Well, everyone, what's up with you? Go fast all together.
The game show was awesome.
The Black Sea.
Implants to cure blindness.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining.